Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, market analysis time now. And we hear from Duane Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing, Britain, South Dakota, on Tuesday's turnaround for corn.
Yeah, no, that's right. Corn finished down about 4 cents. Wheat was actually the winner on the day, which is nice for a change. But remember, like Minneapolis wheat was down making new lows just yesterday, or matching the lows. So had a nice 5 cent rally there. I was hoping that maybe the higher wheat complex could pull corn higher, but it just couldn't today. Kind of more of the same news. You know, weather markets in here still in play, and the weather is just non-threatening. So a little bit more pressure on corn. And beans tried to go positive over midday, but then closed just slightly red too. But the good thing is, I don't think the funds are selling it as hard as they have the last couple of months. You know, I think they're even pausing a little bit, wondering how far they really want to push this thing. You know, really hot temps in the Midwest this week, but plenty of moisture everywhere. So everyone's kind of watching, you know, always the next forecast. You know, what does that mean? Pollination issue, things like that. So I'm hoping last week is a long-term low for corn, but I just can't confirm it yet. We got to watch it a few more days.
Because there's a great crop out there. Matt Bennett, Central Iowa farmer, AgMarket.net analyst on AgriTalk.
You know, we were dry in June. Of course, we had a little bit of a late start. May planted corn, though, this year with all the heat that we've had and the moisture we've had. You know, we're pollinated at this point mostly. I think some of it's maybe just finishing up. But we've been blessed with an incredible amount of rain in July. And to be honest, I'd say most of our farms have not had too much. So we've been kind of fortunate there. But the crop looks absolutely incredible. I mean, I've been all across the Midwest here in the last 2 weeks, and I haven't seen very many bad crops, I'll tell you that. Right. I mean, you know, I'll tell you, yesterday I had my buddy, you know, Mike Tuhill was on our fundamental webinar with us. He probably walks as many fields as anybody out there. And he said, you know, that he's not seeing as much of the issues as what the social media might lead us to believe. His biggest concern, actually, with all the moisture is you know, disease pressure. Seeing a lot of southern rust. We're seeing anthracnose. We're seeing tar spot. And I know everyone's tight on cash right now. We all know that. This is a tough game we're playing. But tar spot, as we know, can take 50, 60 bushel an acre out of your corn crop. So with the environment we're in, you know, he said, let's walk these fields, you know. Probably not going to see near the loss in yield, you know, from this tassel wrap situation is what we will from disease if we don't address it appropriately.
But the new threat, tar spot, someday a major problem here in the far northern Corn Belt. Let's hear from Randy Martinson.
The wheat was higher because yesterday afternoon's crop progress report, it did show a decrease in the spring wheat conditions. It does show that, you know, we're advancing in it with the winter wheat harvest. So little bit of technical support came in and helped bounce the wheat here. It took a while, but they were able to get it together and see a little bit of strength. Corn and beans continue to see a little bit of pressure because of the fact that, you know, even though we're seeing hot and temperatures move into the Corn Belt, they're mixed, being mixed with rain, so it's not causing as much of an issue as far as what they think could be the impact to the crop. So that's my corn and beans seeing a little bit of pressure. Overall, though, we're also looking at the trade deals that are supposed to be starting to come into play. The administration made an announcement that there's going to be a slew of trade agreements being announced here in the next couple of days. We'll see how that goes. But we do know that China and India are looking to see extensions to extend the time frame for them to be able to come with a little bit better of a deal.
And that's our market analysis segment. Back with more after we check the weather forecast on another weather morning here on Inside Agriculture.